And now our second feature. Bethany Weimark looks at how our shopping centres in Norwich are adapting to survive against the modern retail revolution from the internet. Our reader is Val Freer.
With the continued growth of online shopping, out-of-town industrial estates and the battering dealt to retail sales over the past year, shops and shopping centres are having to think creatively about how to keep consumers' attention peaked. Figures from business advisory firm BDO revealed high street sales slumped for the third May in a row, while the latest British retail consortium KPMG report revealed retail sales dropped by 0.4% in the month after 0.5% growth in 2016. As the retail landscape continues to shift, how far do town and city centre retailers need to go to reinstate their position? Robert Flint, head of commercial agency at Arnold's Keys, believes the biggest ongoing change in the trajectory of shopping centres is the importance of leisure offerings, with the likes of Pret-a-Manger and Krispy Kreme signalling an extension of this away from the typical restaurant market in Norwich. He said, "The Americans are slightly ahead of us. They're seeing that big department stores are not as relevant as they once were and are being split up into smaller units for start-ups and smaller food and beverage pitches. It's about getting a more diverse type of offering. That's the way I see things progressing." A multi-million pound redevelopment is underway at Castle Mall in Norwich to construct a new six-unit food quarter, The Terrace, which is set to open this year. View Cinema has been a fixture at the shopping centre for several years, and it's hoped the new restaurant quarter will help to enhance the leisure offering, not only for Castle Mall, but for the wider city centre. It follows a revamp of the centre's Back of the Inns entrance in 2015, which was backed by Norwich City Council. Centre manager Robert Bradley said, "The team behind Timber Hill Terrace are really pleased to be bringing new flavours to Norwich. We're pleased to have restaurants, Babel and Cochina, on our doorstep, providing a new exciting offer for residents, shoppers and moviegoers." Adrian Fennell, partner and head of retail at commercial property agents Roche in Norwich, said, "Proactive shopping centres were attempting to reinvent themselves as more community-focused. Shopping centres very much see themselves as part of our community and therefore will organise things like holding special events, which increases awareness at the centre and also enables them to give something back," he said. Chapelfield owner Intu has announced its intention to help Norwich startup community with its Intu Accelerate scheme, a 10-week programme which offers young businesses expert mentoring and opportunities to pilot their products. Chief Executive David Fischel said the scheme, run in partnership with L Marks, was designed to help the national shopping centre chain answer many of the questions it faces and our industry by scouting for and nurturing new talent and ideas. Paul McCarthy, General Manager of Chapelfield, said, "What's really exciting about this scheme is the mutual benefit. Dynamic young businesses will be supported to explore and grow their ideas, while we at Intu stand to learn from some of the brightest and most creative minds." Chapelfield has taken part in Norwich initiatives like the Go-Go Hairs and Norwich Fashion Week. Mr. McCarthy said the centre was proud to play an active part in city events. He added, "We have a strong and vibrant retail mix to meet the shopping needs of our customers and have a great relationship with our retailers to ensure they're engaged with everything we do." Of the city centre mall, Mr. Fennell said, "It is important that shopping centres are current, and I think this is where Chapelfield scores. They have a mix of tenants which changes on a fairly regular basis. Shopping centres have to evolve to maintain the interests of the consumer, otherwise they go stale." Mr. Flint said the culture of pop-up shops enabling a new business to take on temporary retail space or for an existing business to test the waters in a new area could be lucrative both for the entrepreneurs and the centres, bringing in a new business for consumers and potentially higher rents for temporary occupancy.